left-hand diversion along Coronation Road across Vauxhall Bridge. This recording is to help anyone who is blind or partially sighted follow the diversion while Jail Ferry Bridge is closed for repairs. This route is for people heading to the centre who are turning left down Coronation Road using Vauxhall Bridge to cross the river. It can be used in reverse when heading back from the centre. You will need to pause the recording at points to give you time to walk, as it is not recorded in real time. Let's start the journey. If you are standing at the crossing on Dean Lane facing Jail Ferry Bridge, the crossing box is on your right. Cross over the crossing, which is noise and signal controlled. Instead of going over Jail Ferry Bridge, immediately turn left. Walk down Coronation Road with the traffic to your left and the river to your right. You have railings to your right. The railings stop for a short section and begin again. You would not fall into the river, but be careful if you trail the edge so you know what it is. Then the railings start again and you come into contact with a telephone box, which you can very probably hear, even with all the traffic on your left. Immediately after the telephone box, you join a shared surface with the cycle lane. On your left, there is a white line dividing the cycle lane, but there is no raised bit. Stay on the right, close to the railings. For people who are partially sighted, you can see a white line dividing the left side. Be careful on the right, because there are brambles with sharp edges, so you might scratch your cane. Continue walking down this road and you pass West End Road on your left. On the right-hand side, you will still have foliage and Coronation Road to your left. At this point, trees are on the outer edge of the pavement on your left again, the usual kind of 10 to 15 feet gap, or 3 to 4 metres. There are no overhanging branches at this point. You may become conscious of the noise of the traffic on your right, on the other side of the river. You continue walking straight, and on your left, you've got Osborne Road. You may notice the surface under your feet has changed for a short stretch, which is to indicate if you wanted to cross over the road. You could follow the curb line to the tactile paving, but there is no pedestrian or light-controlled crossing to assist. Go straight along Coronation Road at this point, so do not cross the road. The dividing white line for the cycle lane and pedestrian section of the path is still here, so remember to stay close to the right side of the path. This is quite a long section, where you pass Avonside Guest House and houses on your left-hand side, until you are opposite Camden Road on your left. Continue walking straight down Coronation Road again, staying close to the right side of the path, which still has railings. While you are walking, you pass the Magic Roundabout Nursery on your left and Coronation Road Dental Surgery until you reach Bewley Road. If you're doing this route in the morning at rush hour, there can be quite a few people coming the same way because this is a diversion Bristol City Council is directing everybody to use. The surface changes again at this point to indicate a place to cross Coronation Road with tactile paving. But again, this is not light controlled. You want to continue straight along Coronation Road. The next road on your left is Cooperage Lane and you are passing the Co-op at this point. If you keep walking straight ahead, you pass the Avon Packet Pub on your left, which is followed by Greenway Bush Lane. The surface changes to tactile paving because on your left there is a signal-controlled crossing point. This is the light-controlled crossing at Greenway Bush Lane push light. If you walk down from Jail Ferry Bridge, you carry on over the tactile paving. There is a solid brick wall on your right-hand side. Follow the wall around. It takes you around the corner and onto Vauxhall Bridge. You go up a slope and there is a bit of an echo with the wall to your left. You're walking under trees. There's a lip in the pavement and now you are on the bridge. On your right-hand side, there is a green cross metal barrier. There is no official cycling on the bridge, but cyclists do come down it, so stick to your right when you get to the side. Continue walking across the bridge. You are crossing the river on a raised bridge. The bridge also crosses Cumberland Road, and to do that, the bridge turns to the left at this point, and then again right to navigate. So as you walk across the bridge and follow the side on your right, you know when you reach the point where the bridge turns left, as you feel the railings in front of you. At this point, turn left. When you hit the railings, trail the railings to your right, and you start going up a ramp. with a different texture under your feet. At the top of the ramp, the railings on your right turn right, so continue to follow them around and turn right. You are now crossing Cumberland Road on the raised bridge, and you can hear the traffic. Continue straight and you are feeling the railing stop. This is because there are steps to your right for people to use. There is also a ramp to your left that you use. Carry on towards the end of the bridge and you come to a flight of steps. There is no tactile at the top of them, so use your cane to feel the steps. There is also no white markings on the top of the steps. When you get to the top of the steps, there is a handrail on the right-hand side. It's an old-fashioned sturdy metal handrail. There's one on the left. You can either go down the steps or go down a slope by trailing along the top of the steps, because otherwise you're not going to know whether to turn. Trail on top of that until you hit the railing. The steps are very wide. Walk back on yourself and around the railing, and then your cane will detect wood because the slope down is wood, and then you head down. It's a very noticeable slope. On your right-hand side, there is a rail coming from the top of the bridge. The ramp is on your left, going down, and then it turns right, and then turns all the way around. You are walking back the way you came. The slope is quite noticeable, so you'll probably be leaning back a little bit. When you get to the bottom of the slope, you come down to pavement level. There is a shop on your left-hand side. Slowly walk forward, feeling with your cane as you are walking out into the pavement on Cumberland Road. There is tactile paving at the bottom of the slope, which is for a traffic signal crossing ahead of you. At this point, you turn left to walk down Cumberland Road towards Spike Island, or right towards the Create Centre, depending on where you want to travel.